Craig Benson always embraced the role of outsider during his short political career. The former high-tech entrepreneur urged public officials to disrupt the status quo long before that was a boilerplate cliché. Benson spoke of taking a clean sheet of paper approach to problems, starting from scratch, free from history. And that's what speaker after speaker did as they honored Benson. They cast the one-term governor, whose time in office was beset by scandal and Republican infighting, as a kind of godfather of much of what's good about New Hampshire today. To Governor Sununu, Benson was a role model.
Governor Benson really came with the right philosophy, a management style for the 21st century.
Former Governor Steve Merrill went farther. To him, Benson is owed credit for success that occurred long after his term was up.
And after Craig Benson, we got a structure of New Hampshire government that clearly put us in the 21st century. The economy of the state grew and strengthened the governors that succeeded him because they were using his model.
Perhaps such claims are to be expected at a portrait unveiling. But to people who were in and around state politics when Craig Benson was governor, some of the characterizations of his time in office seemed almost fanciful. Former Senate President Bill Bartlett, a Republican who led Fish and Game under Benson, says fidelity to the record may not be what it once was.
People don't take things anywhere near as seriously as they used to.
Democratic State Senator Lou D'Alessandro smiled as he recalled much of Benson's tenure as chaos, but...
Revisionist history is always part and parcel of history, right? And the revisionists rewrite it. And we live with it.
And now the State House will live with and no doubt live on with a portrait of Craig Benson hanging on the wall. Based on the artist, it was painted by Stoddard portraitist Richard Whitney. It should fit right in. Whitney also painted the State House portraits of Governors Hugh and Judd Gregg and John King and John H. Sununu. Whitney says some governors give him free rein, others have specific concepts. He says Benson gave him strict instructions.
He wanted to be painted at the Speaker's platform here at the Hall of Representatives with a flag behind him. And so he was very specific as to what he wanted.
But as Benson told the crowd when it was his turn at the podium, he had reservations about going through with it.
As you may or may not know, I really did not want to do this painting. But I did it.
Fitting, perhaps, for a governor who never seemed too comfortable in the State House. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.